Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Mysterious Mage. This file plays in a fantasy world long ago, one where magic and monsters were not entirely uncommon. Though most people just live their life like normal. It is not for me to decide what role you had in that world. Close your eyes and imagine houses mostly built of woods with maybe a minimum of stone. Landscapes, fields, small towns, almost no cities. Horse and carriage, an exception, and most people traveling by foot. The landscape is simple, generally untouched. The road beneath your feet, just a simple dirt road. There are cart tracks, of course, and the center of the road has been completely trampled by the many horses. Today, you are walking to a township a bit further away. It's a nice, bright day. Barely any wind, not too hot. It is, by all means, a pleasant walk. Most of the time, these walks are incredibly boring, in a pleasant way. Between the open fields, nothing happens. There are no bandits here as the road is too well traveled and there's nowhere to hide. Every now and then, you might see someone in the distance, slowly pacing towards you and passing you by with no more than a greeting. It's been a while since you saw the last person. Imagine how nice it would be. Simply walking there. No real need to think or do anything but letting your thoughts wander. It can feel incredibly nice to relax that way. One foot in front of the other, a simple goal. But nothing right now that matters. No rush, no obligations, just walk. In the distance, you see a silhouette. The light of the sun makes it slightly hard to make out what it is. It's unclear if it's another farmer, and you don't see a horse or anything like that. They appear to be on foot. As you speculate, the person comes closer to you. They are still far away, but something in their walk seems different than anyone else you've seen today. Of course, it could be anyone. Their clothes don't seem to be too special. In fact, other than their walk, there doesn't appear to be anything strange going on. But their behavior is too purposeful. It's as if they know exactly where they are, who they are. They know something that you don't. They aren't lost, they aren't wandering. Their steps have purpose. While your thoughts have been drifting back and forth, curious about this stranger, they have been getting closer and closer to you on this one simple road. Only when you notice their face, you realize something is off. Their eyes, even though they are in the shadow, seem to glisten as if light is shining into them. And as you're wondering, you almost fail to hear the voice talk to you. Ah, there you are. I was wondering when you'd be here. For a moment you look around as you have no idea who this stranger is. They don't appear to be dangerous, but something is making you aware that this isn't normal. Well then, walking here with a simple goal, I guess you will do just fine. For now, just pay attention. I know that it might seem strange to hear these words spoken to you, and you probably didn't even notice that you've stopped walking, as you're still staring into my eyes, wondering what's going on. Your body is slowly freezing in place. And it's also kind of interesting because you might realize that not only have you stopped walking, you've stopped thinking. While you may have some lost thoughts still fluttering through that mind of yours, for now, all you have to do is pay attention. You can do that, can't you? Did you even notice your body nodding? Did you realize that you've been walking here, listening to me, standing still for more than a minute now? Yes, you will do just fine. I could say that I was waiting for you, but that's not exactly accurate. It is a happy coincidence that you're here, though. Well then, for now, you don't have to think anything. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and this will all go away. You might not even remember meeting me. You will simply continue on your way as if nothing is wrong at all. When you blink, the stranger is gone. For a moment you wonder if it's a dream. When you look behind you, there hasn't been anyone within sight. Maybe you were daydreaming, thinking about some story that you've heard. Then again, it seems a little strange. After you start walking, you notice in the distance that there is someone coming this way. Just a person walking on the other side of the road. But there's something strange about this person. They're walking with too much purpose. Most of the people here don't really need to be anywhere right now. Either they're walking leisurely because they know they still have a long way to go, or they're running, knowing that they can't keep that up the whole way. No, this person has a very confident, strong step. As they're getting closer, you also begin to notice something strange. While the sun is somewhat behind them, you can see their eyes. It's as if they're catching light from somewhere else. Fascinating. Strange. You have a feeling that you've seen this before, though you don't quite know where. As the stranger comes closer, you blink and realize you've been staring into those eyes for a while now. You know you shouldn't. You know you should look away. But those eyes and that voice, they've been catching your attention for a while now. You're standing still, frozen in place, doing exactly what the stranger says. You are being hypnotized, mentally controlled. And the stranger simply smiles and says words that just weave through your mind, where you're not sure what is being said. There is a snap of their fingers, and for a moment, time around you seems to freeze. You notice a bird hanging in the sky, about to flap its wings. You notice yourself completely unable to move. Ah, yes, you will do just fine. I've been waiting for you. Or not. Maybe this is all as it should be. Let's see. By now your mind should be deeply responsive to my words. And your feelings, your emotions, will follow your mind easily. Did you know that most feelings, most emotions are simply ideas that your mind places on the body? And before you know it, it'll just be felt everywhere. For example, even if you don't know why, everything is suddenly so funny, so wonderful, so amusing. It could be anything. It could be the grass, the sky, it could even be me, my sparkling eyes. Everything is just so funny, so entertaining. And it's kind of strange to laugh while the rest of your body is just stuck in place. But it's funny, it's nice, it's silly, or sad. So very sad. So lost. The world seems to darken around you. Everything is just so dreary. Even the light of the sun is not enough. You're standing in a pillar of darkness, of sadness. If only the tears would feel able to roll over your cheeks. It's so intense. Or maybe anger. Oh yes. Maybe anger at how some stranger is manipulating your feelings. How you're unable to move or escape. How everything is just wrong right now. It would be so good to break free. It would be so good to use that anger for something. But fortunately, it passes just as quickly as it came, and suddenly everything is calm, peaceful, blank. The world around you is beautiful and simple. The light of the sun is so magnificent. The vivid colors of the grass, the flowers, the creatures so amazing. Bliss and blankness flowing through your body. Oh yes, so very well done. Maybe I should make you feel light and tingly. Just a nice feeling of almost floating. Your body is so wonderfully light. As if you could jump over those trees with ease. As if you could flight, float, drift, just feeling those light sensations all through your body, even though you're simply standing there on the side of the road listening to a stranger, heavy and deep, blank, empty. That's right. Very good. And in a moment, I'm just going to snap my fingers again and everything will return to normal. You'll be back on the path, able to walk. And yet, something is different. When we meet again, I will ask you to speak, but you will not be able to find your voice. It is as if your voice has been left behind. And you'll want to speak. You'll want to exclaim how much you want to feel that magic. The magic inside, the magic powerfully flowing through you. but your voice is somewhere else, absent, misplaced. And as you slowly return to some semblance of normal on the path, the stranger is gone again, with just a snap. You look around and it was like a dream. You've been daydreaming so much. You continue walking for a while and see a stranger in the distance, a silhouette against the sun. Some part of you inside knows what's going to happen. It knows that you want to feel the magic. The stranger walks closer as you walk that way. Again, twinkling eyes that seem to reflect light, not shining inside. Before you know it, you're standing close again. You can see the smile on their lips. I'm going to ask you a question, a very simple one, and if you are able to answer, you will get to experience something magnificent. Do you want to feel the power of magic flowing through you? Have you lost your voice? I guess you don't. Another snap and something strange happens. The stranger is no longer there, but in their stead there is someone dressed quite differently. Clothing that sparkles in unseen light, reflections of infinity and nowhere. They walk closer to you and look deep into your eyes. I know who you are. I know what you want. And maybe someday you will learn to use magic. There is some potential, but not yet. Not today. But thank you for the entertainment. Some of this may feel like a dream. Other parts are too unbelievable anyway. Feel free to share whatever you remember. It's not like anyone will believe it. But we will see each other again. And who knows what will happen next time. Part of you knows what's going to happen when they snap their fingers. They're going to disappear, fade from your mind, as if everything was no more than a dream. You're trying to hold on, but just as the morning sun melts dreams away into ethereal mist, so too does the mage just disappear. And as as you fall deeper and deeper in trance, as you wonder what has happened to you, everything will return back to normal. Some of the shards of the dream, some of the pieces may remain. While it could be difficult to put them in the right order or the right place, not everything is as it seems after all. But I wonder if it was real. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you had a nice dream.